It's the Johnny Carr Radio Show. Here's your host, Johnny Carr.
Good morning. You are on Johnny Carr Radio Show. Thank you for listening. Today's topic: what do you do if I have to drop a party deuce and there isn't a fan in the restroom because city ordinance requires either a fan or a window, and this particular restroom chose a window, but it's hot outside so I can't open window, and I don't have a fan to eliminate the deuce odor, and I don't have the noise of the fan to drown out the blah, 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 blah sounds of my party deuce, and then I run into an attractive young lady who I just met who plans to use the restroom. Good morning, you're on Johnny Carr Radio Show.
Good morning, Johnny. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I think, if you have to drop a party deuce and there's no fan in there, so it can't drown out the sounds of your deuce, and the smell of the deuce is there, I think, can't you just pretend when you come out and you run into this attractive young lady, can't you try to play it off as if, hey, somebody else must have dropped that party deuce? Like, what you would do is you'd walk out of the restroom and go, hey, be careful in there, and kind of wave your hand in front of your face, like, oh, now somebody left a mean deuce in there. So then they'll blame for the party deuce, and this attractive young lady doesn't know that the party deuce belongs to you.
Oh, so you pretend, when you drop a party deuce, you pretend like that?
I don't drop party deuces.
But what if you really have to go? Like if you ate a greasy pepperoni pizza.
Well, Johnny, I don't know. Sometimes I will try to maybe escape. Maybe if you could have gone to a local convenience store, you could have run to a Burger King, for example, and you could have dropped your deuce there instead of having to rely on the party deuce. But since you had to drop the party deuce, if you just played it off, pretending it belonged to somebody else, hey, you're okay.
Very good points. Well, thank you for calling Johnny Carr Radio Show.
All right.
Good morning. You're on Johnny Carr Radio Show.
I like that, don't ya?
Next caller. Good morning. What do you do if I have to drop a party deuce and there isn't a fan in the restroom because city ordinance requires either a fan or a window, and this particular restroom chose a window, but it's hot outside, so I can't reasonably open window, and I don't have a fan to eliminate the deuce odor, and I don't have the noise of the fan to drown out the blah, 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 blah sounds of my party deuce, and then I run into an attractive young lady who I just met who plans to use the restroom?
Oh, yes, Johnny. Oh, I just love your morning radio show. It makes my day. I just love it. It's so funny. Your topics are hilarious. You always get me laughing. I just love it.
Well, Johnny Carr loves you too.
Okay. Well, I think if you have to drop a party deuce, if a normal person has to drop a party deuce, because Johnny, I think your party deuce would probably smell like a dozen beautiful roses.
Why, thank you. You flatter Johnny Carr.
I would love to smell your party deuce, Johnny.
I would love to smell your bacteria, too.
But if you're just a regular person dropping a party deuce, I would agree with the first and the second callers in saying that you would, if you're dropping a party deuce, what you do is you drop the deuce, and then as you leave the restroom, yes, do have a look about your face as if, who dropped this party deuce? Play it off and maybe point to a greasy Italian guy or someone at the party. Who you might have expected something like that from.
Well, thank you for calling Johnny Carr Radio Show.
Johnny, real quick.
Yes, go ahead. You're on Johnny Carr Radio Show.
Will you drop a party deuce? Will you drop a party deuce for me sometime?
I would love to.
This has been the Johnny Carr Radio Show.